I'll talk about the product for 3 seconds. I've done a couple of these things called fire sales, and like my friend Mike, after hearing one of the calls at Fire Sale Secrets, he said to me, "Dude, I got to do one of these things." So I gave him the script that I use, and he posted in the Warrior Forum, if you might have seen it recently. It said how I made $80,000 in 10 days, and he followed my tactics 100%. And did everything that Jeremy Burns and Russell Brunson and Josh Anderson and I spoke about, because the four of us have done fire sales. A fire sale is basically taking all your products and having a sale for 3 or 4 days for a ridiculous number, like whether it be $67 or $37, and you set up an affiliate program for it, and the price goes up each day, and then you shut it off after like 4 days. And I've had success. My last one I did for 4 days. And that brought in over $50,000, over $60,000 in sales. It ended up grossing me $37,000 in 4 days. And
wow!
Yeah, Jeremy Burns, he's done them. He's usually lasts about a week. He made over $50,000. Russell Brunson made over $30,000 in 3 days with his sale. It's a pretty good course. I won't get into it now. It's free for anybody to go to firesalesecrets.com and listen to those audios. They're about an hour each. I did interviews with these guys, and we've laid down a step-by-step process. And I don't know if you've noticed, Terry, if you're on any newsletters, but if you started seeing different words with fire sale recently in the last 30, it's come out of that course. We let out some secrets that got some people pretty excited, and people are doing real well with them. But this was my thing. I could have taken those. Basically, what I did, Terry, is I create products sometimes just by doing audio, and then taking the phone call. And here's another outsourced place, Escriptionist.com. I take the audio and I give it to Escriptionist.com, and they charge me $97 for each hour. And the average call lasts about an hour, and they get it back to me in 2 days. It's amazing.
Wow.
And they send it to me in a Word document file and a PDF file. So in 2 days, I have an ebook. You know, like you could take this call and turn it into an ebook.
Yeah.
And like when we're done, I'll even like give you an example of how you could use this call to get people into your membership site using this tactic. What I did is I said, well, I could create an ebook. All I got to do is get Jeremy Burns on the phone, Russell Brunson, Josh Anderson, and my friend Ron Pumphlete, who created a software that handles these things. And I could do these great calls and offer the content, and then have them transcribed as reports and give that away as the bonus. And I could sell this thing for $47. But what's the problem with a $47 product? The problem with a $47 product is that it's hot when you first launch it. It does great in sales for the first 45 days, and then it kind of sits on the shelf, right, until you either, you know, really train your affiliates about the product, or you do Google AdWords campaigns, or every now and then, you say, hey, Terry, you want to send out an email for Fire Sale Secrets? And, you know, and Terry says, I got to check my schedule. I'm not sure if I, that's the joint venture world sometimes.
Yeah.
And so what I said to myself is, if I have this thing that I did with the free advertising giveaway that was converting at 6 or 7% on a $97 product, what would I rather have? Would I rather try to sell something for $47 by driving traffic to the page with a 1%? You know, let's face it, the average conversion for a product is 1%, and if it's a good-selling product, it's 3%. So why would I want to sell this thing for $47 when I can give it away for free? And as soon as they opt in to get it for free, I hit them for the one-time offer for this incredibly converting $97 product. And there's all different types of tactics, and that would be a whole nother call, but there's something called a one-time offer. And it has a higher conversion than a static sales page that people can say, well, I can come back here tomorrow. You know, the one-time offer, Terry, if you join firesalesecrets.com or anybody listening, you can see it in action. And it has an audio from me, and, you know, it says, this is a one-time offer. You can get $4,000 worth of products today for only $97. But if you pass on this opportunity, it will never be made available to you again. And by doing that and listing all the products and having a couple of ways that we control this at the bottom of the page, the way they say yes or no, this thing converts at Fire Sale Secrets just under 5% at $97. So what have I created? I've created a sales page that converts at 5% for $97 rather than 1 or 2% for a $47 product, and it will never die. Because, Terry, here's the ingenious the thing that I did with this thing, and I'm really not trying to be cocky or conceited, but I'm just so excited about the way that it works that I really want to share it with people.
Yeah.
Are you in front of your computer?
I am.
Did you go to the site?
No, actually, I don't. I'm not online when I'm recording.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. If you go to firesalesecrets.com,
yeah.
It looks like a thank you page.
Okay.
So what it says is, private members area, congratulations. You now have access to this $97 product. This is what you get. And then it lists pictures of me and Russell Brunson and Jeremy Burns and everything like that. And at the bottom, it says, where there would be an order button, it says, get it now for free. They enter their name and their email address, and then they show up, and then they see that one-time offer. And one of the things that they get for free with that is they get free rights to the package. I tell them that they could use this package as a way to tell people, join my 7-day newsletter, and you get Mike Fulsame's Fire Sale Secrets for free, $97 value. Because it truly is. I mean, this thing has made a lot of people a lot of money that actually listen to the calls. I also give them email copy that they can copy and paste and send out to their opt-in list that says, I just got a copy of Mike Fulsame's Fire Sale Secrets. You know, I'm making it up right now, but it's something like, it's a great product, and he's given me permission to send you the product for free and allow you to bypass the sales page and go straight to the thank you page. And a lot of times a marketer will have a membership site developed, and, you know, Terry, you and I are marketers and programmers are programmers. Have you ever seen an affiliate URL that's a CGI bin / affiliate equals 1997 admin ID equals 1662, you know.
Exactly.
You know, because that's a programmer thinking. You know, they you tell them you want an affiliate program, so they make you a link that says affiliate equals 162.
Yeah.
You know, those things can be controlled. So what I did is I told my programmer that I want the affiliate URL to read firesalesecrets.com/thank-you-page/the-member-ID. So if you joined, your ID would be firesalesecrets.com/thank-you-page/7012 if you remember 7012.
Right.
So what happens is in this email that you're sending out to your members, it sends out that it looks like you sent them to a thank you page. And when they arrive, remember I told you the sales page looks like a thank you page.
Yeah.
So they see private members area. So they opt in. And on a side note, this is a mistake that a lot of people have done with resale rights products, is the biggest mistake anybody can ever make when they create a product and they give people resale rights is don't give the people the PDF file and then tell them, load this file up on your server, and here's a thank you page, load it up on your server. After you make a sale, provide them with this thank you page. That's excuse my language, that's moronic. What you want to do, if you have a product and you're going to give people resale rights or giveaway rights, you say, here's the product. The only condition is, in order for them to get it, they have to download it at this page. So that way, if you gave me resale rights to a product, Terry,
uh-huh,
you would say, okay, Mike, you can sell, you know, conversations with top marketers, and I would sell it, and I wouldn't provide them with the PDF. I would provide them with your domain thank you page. So as I make sales, you get the opt-in. So everybody's success. So remember Yannick Silver did million-dollar emails years ago?
Yep.
How many of those things do you think are laying around? Probably 250,000 different people have,
yeah,
that, right? What if he would have, instead of provided everybody with the PDF file, what if he would have provided them with a link where they had a download? I mean, he would have, everybody would have still had rights to give it away, but he would have built his list on the registrations as people would have had to opt-in to get it.
Exactly.
So that's something I did with Fire Sale Secrets, but here's where it gets even better. Remember I told you that it's $97 for that one-time offer?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just made you my affiliate after you joined. There's a page on there that says Make Money, and it says, Hi, Terry. Before I told you that you have rights to this package and you can send this link out to anybody that you want, what you need to do now is enter your PayPal and or your StormPay email address below and send out this email to your opt-in list, because number one, they're going to love you for giving them a $97 product for free. But if you notice when you join, there was a $97 product for an upsell that converts at 4 to 5%. If you enter your PayPal email address, when they buy that, it'll split the payment up two ways, and it'll pay you $48.50 to your PayPal, and then they'll pay us $48.50 to our PayPal. So what ends up happening is somebody joins, sees the product, and they're like, well, hey, I got a list of 15,000 people. This is a free gift I can give to my members, and after they download it, they're going to see an offer. And if they like it, it's going to pay me $48, and then they pay Mike the same $48. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and so remember I was telling you before, I get 45 passive members per day, passive income. That, again, that was something that I put into motion. And what ended up happening is people go, they buy this, they get this product for free, and as soon as they get into the members area, I tell them, not only do you get this great product, but you can share it with people, and not only by sharing it, I'll pay you. So two things happen for this. It builds my list, and it's a passive income earner. So, for instance, like you take a look at your site, your membership site.
Yeah.
If you were to create a separate site, take one of the best interviews that you had, create Anthony at Hypercover, tell him to design a site.
Uh-huh.
You know, you say, Mike, you know, give me that script. Off the record, I'll give you the script, and we set it up. You have the call transcribed by eScriptionist. Cost you $200 to have the site designed and transcribed. And then you create a thank you page with an upsell to your membership site. And then you just tell everybody, hey, you know, here's an audio call I did with so-and-so. I could easily sell this thing for $97. It's that good of a product. And I even had it transcribed, but I decided to give it to you for free. Go here to download it. They go, they download it, they see your offer to join your membership site, you know, maybe at some type of discount or with a free bonus or something that they don't normally get, and it gets them to convert at a higher rate. And in the meantime, the person that referred it, you know, maybe in the membership area, they put their affiliate ID to your membership site or something, so it also grows their site as well. And then you put that into motion, and then you have everybody giving the product away. And what I did with Fire Sale Secrets is I created dynamic HTML code that you can just copy and paste. And, you know, I told people, here are some things that you can do with it. You can use it as a fast action bonus on your sales page. So if you're selling carbon copy marketing, let's say, and you wanted to give away a bonus, fast action bonus number one, Mike Filsaime's Fire Sale Secrets. And you know, what I've done with that idea, and one of the sites is live right now, I just haven't told anybody about it. Those hearing it on the call will be the first to hear it, is a site called PrelaunchSecrets.com. Exact same model. Russell Brunson and I did a telephone call on how you can the things that you need to do to pre-launch a site to have success, to get your JV partners and everything like that. And I had the call transcribed, and I had the site designed, and I'm going to launch that the same way. And then I recently did a call with Carlos Garcia on outsourcing, and I'm going to have a site called OutsourceSecret.com. So, you know, people can have all different types of fast action bonuses or different things they can give away to people for free. And again, this is passive income. I set it up once, and I launched the site, and I let it go, you know, forever. And it'll continue to build me a list, not the biggest list in the world, not the best list in the world, but it's a list, and it creates income because people are buying those one-time offers, and they become my affiliate. I'm not greedy that I say you can send it out to people and build my list for me. I pay them, you know, on the one-time offer using that split pay script that we developed for the site. And, you know, so I'll have three of those little sites that'll, you know, just build a list in the background. They're low maintenance. There's, you know, it is a very easy type of site to launch. And then, you know, one day, you know, maybe 6 months down the road, I'll look and I'll see that I have, 10 members signed up for the day instead of 45. So at that point, I relaunch the site again, and I send out an email to my list and say, hey, guys, you know, a lot of you may know, but most of you don't. I have a site called Fire Sale Secrets for $97. I was going to sell it, but you can have it for free. And then 1,500 people download it, and the site takes off again for another 6 months because they're going out and promoting it, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
That's
so that's a good lesson in viral marketing, and not to give away. If you're going to give away resale rights, make sure that you maintain access to the download membership area, and let it build your list for you. That's a big mistake a lot of people do, by providing access to the PDF file and letting people serve it themselves.
Excellent. Yeah, but you're just full of these amazing little techniques that'll just, you know, explode people's lists.
Yeah, and the nice thing about it is that they can see it in action. They can go to firesalessecrets.com and they can look at the sales page. They can see how it looks as a thank you page. You know, it's not like a bunch of theory. I mean, these people that are listening to this call can go there. They can go into the membership area. They can see these tools that I provided, so it can inspire them to understand that sometimes you don't always have to sell something to sell something. You know, but you know, I've made my living online with free services. Instant Buzz is free. List.com is free. JV Network is free. Firesale Secrets is free. What I do is I let you join for free, and then I give you an offer after you join.
Uh-huh.
Because I know that it's easier to get people to give you their name and email address than it is to get their credit card, right?
That's right, yep.
And after I get your name and email address, then I'll make you the offer to have you buy something. But if you don't buy today, you're on my list. You know, you'll hopefully buy in the future. You're going to do one of three things. You're going to buy, you're going to unsubscribe, or you're going to become my affiliate. You know,
yeah.
One of those three things are going to happen sooner or later. So, and you know, the chances are, you know, they'll buy or be your affiliate for something. You know,
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You mentioned as well to be able to increase the speed of your site and reintroduce the site, etc. That you go ahead and use joint ventures. How do you start a joint venture?
So the call doesn't get too long. I don't want to bore people, but I'll try to make this one short and exciting.
No, take your time, Mike. We're just kind of sitting on the edges of our chairs right now.
Okay, great. What I do for joint ventures is guys like you, Terry, that I start building relationships with, whether we talk on Messenger, through email. I've done a promotion for you. You do it for me, or something like that. Or we met at a seminar, and we start building that relationship where you're more than, you know. Sometimes we have this term of saying I did a joint venture with so and so.
Yeah.
And really, all we did is send an email out to our list. That's not a real joint venture. But some people truly become either, if not like your joint venture partner, where you actually work on a site together. But they become your true partners. The type of guy that that will say to you, look, I'm launching this site on Friday. Can I count on you? And you'll be there for them because they work for you, or vice versa. So what I do is I have it's very archaic, but on my desktop is a file, and it says jv.txt, and it just has name and email addresses of all these. I would say, believe it or not, it's not a very big file. It's 25 people that I talk to on Messenger and by email, and those are the people that I will use my Gmail account, mikefilfame@gmail.com. They have a great blind carbon copy field, and if I'm going to blind carbon copy 25 people, I let them know.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to try to fool you, Terry, and say, hey, it's Mike Filfame. How's it going, buddy? Just wanted to let you know I'm watching, but it's really a blind carbon copy because it didn't say, hey, Terry.
Right, yep.
So I will usually say something like, hey guys, this is you know, it's Mike Filfame. In all fairness, this is a blind carbon copy to 25 of you that I know very well, but I just wanted to let you know next week I'm going to be launching this, and will I be able to count on you? And I track who replies and who doesn't, and the people that don't reply, I go back with a single email and say, hey Terry, I know I sent you something last week. I apologize for the blind carbon copy, but I just wanted to let you know that Fire Sale Secrets is launching on Friday. Here's the deal, and I always make something special for my joint venture partners. Like for Fire Sale Secrets, what I did is I contacted these 25 people, and I said, please just sign up for the site. It's for free, and when you do, reply back to me. Let me know, and I'm gonna upgrade you to JV partner. And what that means is for the rest of your life, if you promote the site, it'll pay you $97, won't pay me anything. I'm going to pay you 100% commission on any upsells that come through your affiliate link. So basically, like, let's say, Terry, we didn't know each other when I launched that, but had you done it, you could send it out to your subscribers, and everybody that joins the site and bought that one-time offer would have paid you 100% commission, $97. And I wouldn't have gotten anything out of that. But what of course, I would have gotten out of it would have been I would have gotten my list, and all those people that joined would have become affiliates.
Right.
So now they'll start promoting the site, and I'll get the 50% commission from their efforts. So it's basically the catalyst that help. You know, I can launch the site, but if you think about it, it's kind of retarded for me to launch the site with my own list because I'm just getting my own members to opt in. You know,
exactly.
So that's why I said I never really did much of a promotion for it. I mean, it's good to get my own members to know about it because then they tell their members. But I really wanted to let my joint venture partners get the word out first. So, some things that you want to, you know, somebody wants to know about doing a joint venture when you approach somebody is always try to make sure that you've done something for them first before you go asking them to do anything. So if you're going to approach somebody, it's you know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings right now, but I was just having a conversation with James from AdGizmo by email. In fact, I don't even think I hit send on that yet. And you know, I said to James, you know, we grew up, we got together, we're in the same generation of internet marketers, and what I mean by that is we know who we are. You know, there was the original guys, and then the second level guys, and then then there are top gurus, and then there's mid level, high level, you know, and you kind of know where you fit in, you know, when you start having different successes.
Yeah.
So you want to try to keep your joint venture partners in the same category. Of course, you want to look up a little bit and look down a little bit, but you know, if you're a brand new newbie starting out, you can't always reach out to that top guy. Deal with the people that you know in the forums that you've sent private messages to and back and forth, and maybe at this point is when you want to approach somebody and say to them, hey, look, you know, I was an affiliate for your product. I don't know if you know, but you know, 3 weeks ago I did a promotion and I sold 11 of your products, and I have a new product coming out next week. And you don't ask them to become a joint venture partner right there. You say, what I'd like to know is, can I give you a complimentary copy of the product? And hopefully you get a reply. That's what we call the foot in the door. As soon as they reply, you're going to get either something like, you know, this is an automated response, this email address, blah, 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 or you're going to get, hey, Tony, you know, it's Mike Filsaime. I'll take a look at it, and I'll let you know. And then you follow up with that person and say, great, you know, any ideas that I should do on the sales copy? And maybe the person will respond, and you say, great, well, I hope you like it. And Mike, you know, I know you're busy, but just want to know, I'm having a joint venture. I'm launching the site on Friday. I'm not going to email my members until Monday. I always, you know, want to let my joint venture partners make the money before I do. Can I count on you to send it out on Friday? And don't get upset if somebody says yes or no. I mean, if they say no. Sometimes they're going to say no. You have to respect that, and hopefully one day you'll understand why. And if they do get on board, you know, maybe you contact 100 people and 15 or 20 of them say yes, and that's all you need. You know, to get it started. And there's going to be a lot of people that say yes and they don't send it out. And don't get upset at them. The truth is they forgot. The truth is they had a fight with their husband or their wife. Their kid fell and scraped their knee. You know, everybody's, you know, got bigger issues going on always than what we think. So you have to be sympathetic to that. And that's when you send that follow-up reminder email and say, you know, and we all get those, you know, hey, you know, the site's converting at 3%. Just wanted to let you know in case you forgot. And one other thing that I like to do, Terry, is I like to tell people I'll sign you up. You know, if they're already an affiliate of mine for something else,
uh-huh.
I take all their information and I sign them up right away, and I get the email copy for them. Because if you're busy, Terry, I think you would love for me to say, Terry, here's the subject line, here's the email copy. I know you may not be comfortable with copy and paste, but at least you have something to modify, and I already put your link in there for you. And please tell me your PayPal email address so I could update it. You know, and if somebody does that for me, I can guarantee you I'm going to help them a lot better on a joint venture. And it's not because I'm you know, that busy, but you know, it's just sometimes it's just tough to go in and set everything up and get your affiliate link, and if somebody can just hand you everything on a silver platter like that and say, here's your email, here's your subject line, send it out on, you know, on Friday at 10 a.m. and if you want me to remind you, I will. You know, it helps me help them, and I like to do that for my my joint venture partners, and I found that I get a much better conversion when I go that extra step and supply them with the email copy and their affiliate link and everything.
Excellent. That's a fantastic point, because I think a lot of people kind of just jump out and try and get the joint venture right off the bat and just send the email that says, you know, can we do a joint venture? Can you send this out?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, and I hope the person's not listening. I certainly wouldn't say their name, but they were sending me a joint venture email, and I deleted it 3 times, and I didn't even know it was them. And they finally got me a messenger, and they said, hey, why didn't you reply? And the reason why, you know what the email copy said?
No.
The subject copy said, earned $5,000 in one email. And you know what it is? It's not about money with a lot of people, Terry, and I'm sure it's not like that with you. I think I would insult you a little bit, right, if I sent you an email and it said earned $5,000 in one email. You don't want to know how you're going to earn $5,000. You want to know what's in it for my member, what's in it for me, what is the program like? Is it something good? You know, are we selling them, you know, snake oil, or is this something they could really use? You know, and the fact that you're saying earn $5,000 from one email, really, it dismisses everything else. And I thought it was just like, you know, junk email from some safe list I joined or something, and I deleted it.
Yeah.
And I found the best subject line that works is hey Terry, comma it's Mike. That's it. They always open it. Hey Terry, it's Mike.
Yeah.
You see that? You're gonna open it, and you know, I'll say something like hey Terry, it's Mike. You know, I really enjoyed that call we did last week. Just wanted you to know, in about 2 weeks, I'm launching XXX, and I just want to know if you'd be interested. I'm not even going to tell you how it pays because I know that's really not a concern to you right now, but if you are interested, we can get into those details further. And I think when you see something like that, you'll probably appreciate that more, that it's not about the money. And then, you know, you might email me back and say, Mike, I'm a little bit busy right now, but why don't you give me a quick phone call and we'll see. And you know, and again, you have to appreciate if somebody says to you, Mike, I'm doing something that week, or I'm working on a project like that, or I'm thinking on doing something like that in 4 months, and it might conflict with, I don't want to give up any potential customers. And they say, hey, no big deal, I understand. You know, how's the wife and kids, and you know, are they still speaking, English, and you know, like the English, you know, you know. So it's not always about, you know, about, you know, people take it personally. You know, I see people say, yeah, you know, I promoted that guy's site and he wouldn't do the same for me. Hey, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
You know, it happens all the time.
So it's very much then building relationships then.
Yes, that's it. And speaking of that, if you have an opportunity to get to an offline event, and what I mean by offline is certainly a seminar or something like that, if you live in Atlanta and there's one in Florida, try to make it. You know, there's all different price ranges, but if one comes around to your, you know, your part of the country, or in England, Australia, wherever you are, and you can make it, I'd recommend you make at least one a year if you can. I know not everybody can afford it, but if you know you're getting a vacation and you see that a seminar is coming up in 3 months, tell your boss you might need that week off. Save up for it, because that's where relationships are made. The best thing about seminars is not sitting in the seats; it's what happens out in between the breaks. And I don't think a lot of people realize that until they actually go.
Right. So you actually meet these people that you're emailing all the time. You actually meet them face to face.
Yeah, you know, it's fun, you know, to have somebody walk right up to you, and you know, like you let's say you're there, Terry, and I just walk up to you and go, "Hi, Terry," and you just look at me like you're not sure, and I say, "It's Mike Fulsame," and you, "Oh, hey, what's going on?" You know, there's something magical about meeting somebody face to face, and it really takes it to that next level. You find out who the real nice guys are out there,
yeah,
and who some of the jerks are too.
Yeah, I think we're fairly lucky though; we don't have too many jerks.
Not too many.
I think there's a lot of very nice, helpful people.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Something else I'd like to just kind of touch on is branding.
Mm-hmm.
How could myself or yourself or anybody effectively brand a website with so much noise out there?
What I would do, Terry, is a couple of things. Number one, getyourname.com. If you don't have, you know, terrytelford.com or mikefulsame.com, get it, because one day somebody will have it, and once they have it, you'll never get it again. What I would recommend that somebody do at their name.com is set up a blog. Why? Because a blog is dynamic, and what I mean by dynamic is that it's constantly changing, and people will always want to come back to see what your latest article is. If you set up a static page, and static, of course, means that I've seen it once, I never need to see it again because it's not going to change. People see your site and they don't ever feel they need to come back. So by what I would tell people to do is create your site, make your index page a blog, and you can get, you know, those the one I use is movabletype.org, but also wordpress.org or wordpress.com is good. And you could also have blogger.com, which is Google's, and that can integrate into your own website as well. And, you know, create nice content. You can do promotions, but, you know, create content. And at my site, I have links that say about me.